Strong on the right side, and as soon as it's handed off, it was going right to number 30, Nathan Iden. As soon as he got the ball from the quarterback, Shane Maurer, he was, well, he had a Deckerville Eagle just in about the same spot.
Kyle Dorr was right there on top of the play, and he sniffed that out.
Well, we can see how they're blitzing. They're going with the, they got two defensive backs for Deckerville Eagles, going with a 4-2-2. But quite a few times they're blitzing those two front linebackers, and you might as well, because you're going to have to rush the quarterback, and you can see here comes a blitz again off the right side as the Warriors trying to pick it up. Oh, in and out of the hands of that freshman, 75, Alex Sornack.
Yep, he paid for that one a little bit.
He got hit as soon as the ball touched his hand.
But he bounced up and said, no big deal.
Good deal. Good deal. Way to go, 75, Alex Sornack. Back off to the sidelines. I guess he felt it a little bit. You could see that on the sidelines. Welcome to varsity. 8:27 to go here in the fourth quarter. Score is 40-0. Deckerville Eagles are just tough tonight. The 2012 MHSAA eight-man football state champion team, returning five players from that state championship run in 2012. Handoff up the middle, going to number 20 for the Deckerville Eagles as they start out with their ball on the 45-yard line of the Warriors. So Justin Govey, the senior, right up the middle, picks up about four.
Yeah, just more good hard running.
So might have a little change in quarterback here. Number 12, Jared Philpott. Jared Philpott in for the Deckerville Eagles, the junior.
Hey, why not?
In under center, absolutely. Get everybody on the field. Hands up off the middle, and look at that. Just the head down, number 20, Justin Govey. Put his head down and just steamrolled right through the line. Took about three Warriors with him and is going to pick up a first down. It'll be first and 10 on the Warriors' 39-yard line.
He did. That was a typical Deckerville run where his momentum just carried him an extra 3-4 yards after contact.
Well, I'll tell you what, and they've got some depth. We're seeing some new players in and out. Backup and quarterback, number 12, Jared Philpott's in for Dylan Patello.
Yep, seeing some clean jerseys coming in on the other side of the ball, too. So both coaches working a few new guys.
Number eight, Kyle Dorr, now back into the backfield for the Deckerville Eagles out of the pro set. Under center, and the handoff, big hole. Number eight's going to run it. Kyle Dorr off a tackle, the right side, moving those legs, and way downfield as Dorr is going to pick up 10, about 20 yards on that carry.
Maurer saved the touchdown on that one once again, but that was just a nice, quick, speedy run out there.
Nice run by Kyle Dorr. He took it right off of the right tackle, got down about 10 yards, made a little juke move to the left, and busted it outside and just turned on the heat. So Warriors, they got lucky on that one. They had a defender off on the side, and everybody was had the downfield blocks. The Deckerville Eagles doing a great job of downfield blocking. But one of the Warriors did get free and saved that touchdown. First and 10, 5:48 to go here in the fourth quarter. Handoff off the left side and almost untouched, but we've got a flag out. Justin Govey runs it off a left tackle.
And you're right, he was not touched until he was almost right in the end zone.
And it looks like this one's going to be holding against the Deckerville Eagles. But boy, that was a 3-yard wide hole, and he just tore off that left tackle and ran it for 15 yards and put it in the end zone, untouched.
You could have driven a truck through that hole.
I think I could have almost made it through that one. You know,
I don't know if it was that big.
Well, I would not say I would have scored, but I'd have got a yard out of it. These guys are so quick, though. They are so fast and so strong. And you know what? I'm looking at the weight. These guys, 145. Here's the poundage. 145, 145, 145, 150, 150. These are their running backs and the quarterback. So they're not throwing some 250-pound fullback down there. Just a lot of strength, a lot of talent. These are seniors. They've got their timing down. And we'll have another flag.
Yep. And I'll say, you said a lot right there with the timing, because because they're seniors, the number of snaps they've taken together, when they get that ball and hit the hole, they're going wide open.
Right.
And that's what we've seen North Huron struggle with a little bit tonight and their youth.
We got a couple back-to-back penalties and a false start against the Deckerville Eagles, but that's understandable. There are 5 minutes to go. And Coach Brown is putting in a bunch of different players. He wants everybody to get some time on the field. But, you know, they're up by 40-0 with 5 minutes to go on the North Huron Warriors. So here we go, Deckerville Eagles breaking over the ball. Number 12, Jarrett Philpott, the junior, under center, running out of the pro set. Hands off to the second back through, and Warriors swarm tackle. Going to give him maybe a yard, but not much. Justin Govey. Nice carry up the middle, still picked up a few yards, even though he had about three Warriors there to meet him.
Yep. Alex Pichette made the initial hit on that. He's a center on offense, and he looks like he's over the ball on D.
He's almost unmovable. I like watching Alex play.
He's a big boy.
He is a big boy. Does a great job. So here we go with 4:26 to go in the fourth quarter. Second and 20. As the Deckerville Eagles are moved back in penalties. Nice hit right there as number 8, Kyle Dorr, ran off of the left tackle. And two of the Warriors were right in on that one. Number 51 for the North Huron Warriors, one of the tacklers in. That was Quinn Duda, sophomore. Good stick.
Yep, nice hit by Quinn. Jimmy Veers was in that backfield in a hurry too, helped steer that play right in there, and Mr. Duda was happy to meet up with
him. Man, nice hit by the sophomore. All right, breaking over the ball, third and 16 with 3:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Deckerville under center, quarterback number 12, gets a snap, looks for the pitch, quick pitch, oh, a nice pitch option. Number 12, Jared Philpott. Man, was that sweet as he pitched out to Kyle Dorr. You know what? If that's the backup quarterback and you ran a pitch option like that, there's not much more you can ask for. You got to be a happy coach to see something.
That was perfect. My son doesn't run it any better than that on his video game.
Well, he ran it out on the right side, and, you know, he gave a little fake pitch out there, and then once he saw that the defender, North Huron Warrior, the defender did a good job on the quarterback.
Absolutely.
He didn't bite it, but... And the extra point is running off the left side by number 20, Justin Govey. Well, with a score of 48-0, 3:38 to go, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this.
Is it time for a change? The Port Austin State Bank wants your business. Personal hometown service from local people you trust. Stability and all the modern conveniences available in the banking industry today. Free checking, free checks to senior citizens, internet banking, automatic bill pay, IRA accounts, a 24-hour ATM, and more. Switching is easy. Just call or stop by, and the Port Austin State Bank will make the transition for you.
Hi, this is Steve Schmidt, president of the Port Austin State Bank. Your account is very important to us. We have been serving the Thumb area of Michigan since 1884. For the personal hometown service you expect, visit the Port Austin State Bank.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Leasing Program makes it easy for you to drive a brand new Chevrolet Silverado pickup. They have over 25 brand new 2014 and 2015 Chevrolet Silverados to choose from. Lease a new 2014 Chevrolet Silverado Double Cab LT for zero down and payments as low as $229 a month. Or a new 2015 Chevrolet Silverado Crew Cab Diesel LT four-wheel drive with leather heated seats for only zero down and $449 a month. Pick yours out and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet M25 and Sebring. Tax title and dock fees extra. 36-month lease based on approved credit. GM employee discount not required. Other fees may apply. See dealer for details.
Here we find friends gathered for another backyard cookout, and the conversation turns to hot cell phone summer savings.
Hey Joe, check out this new 4G phone.
4G, huh? Let me see it. Very nice. And wow, this is fast.
Yup, it's a Moto X 4G Android smartphone from Thumb Cellular, and it does it all. And with the Thumb Cellular Hot Summer Savings event, I got it free.
Thumb Cellular's summer price meltdown continues with a free 3G LG Optimus Select, free Moto G, and the Samsung Galaxy S5 4G phone. They're all on sale right now at Thumb Cellular.
Hey, anybody up for a game of Parcheesi?
Quick, Bob, Google Parcheesi.
Thumb Cellular's prices on all their phones are melting down faster than the cheese on your burger. But it's for a limited time only, so hurry into your closest Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky.